Using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. It's that time of the day, that hour of radio that you've been longing for. That's right. You're longing for it. I know you want it. And I can't wait to bring my guest on the air. But before I do, you know, Think Realty Radio is really, for me, an outlet not only to yell at you in the nicest possible way, but maybe to encourage you to invest in real estate. And for me, I'm not your big box guru guy. I'm not the guy that's going to say, pay me $50,000 and I'll show you how to do all this stuff. Quite frankly, it drives me crazy. That's why when I go out into the marketplace and I go out into the world, I seek amazing people that know what they're talking about, that also carry the same message. That, hey, if we all work together, let us just show you what you can do to be better financially. So today's show is going to be really exciting. My good friend Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse, will be joining us in just a second. We'll be talking about the impact that Amazon, the two cities that Amazon has potentially selected for their second headquarters, will have on the local real estate market and how you can take advantage of it. And we're also going to talk about this major retirement issue we're having as a country and the challenge with education as well. With education, the cost of education spiking, and does it make sense to go to college versus just go buy a bunch of real estate, for example? So there's a lot of things to talk about in today's show. Just to give you some perspective, Kevin Ortner is the author of The Rent Estate Revolution. You can purchase his book on Amazon, or you can do what I did and just call him incessantly and just have him sign you a copy and send it over with a cease and desist saying, please don't ever call me anymore. That's why he's a regular guest on Think Realty Radio. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on again. I gave you a special note in your book just because of the constant harassment that I did receive from you that I'm happy stopped.
It did stop, see? Right? I mean, now we just do radio once a week or once every other week. This is much better than me harassing your office every day. But I do appreciate the special note. Kevin, for those of our listeners that don't really know who you are and they haven't tuned into Think Realty Radio before, give us a little 1-2, who are you, what do you do, and the background of Renters Warehouse.
Yeah, great. And again, thanks for having me. Like you mentioned, Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's largest third-party property management company for single-family rentals. What that means is we lease and take care of all the work for single-family rental properties for investors, small and large. A large majority of our investors are those who own maybe one or two homes, are looking to grow their portfolio over the long run. We also do some work for more institutional or professional investors that might have hundreds or thousands of homes across the country. Today, we manage in the neighborhood of about 22,000 homes in 42 markets, and we're growing. So we're passionate about long-term real estate investing, teaching people how to do it the right way, and trying to stay on top of the industry as far as providing our clients and those interested in getting into this investment space, lots of education, and tools to make it easy.
I love it. And I think one of the biggest testaments, and I talked to Noel about this last week too, is your ability to scale. A lot of our listeners, they may have some interest in building a portfolio, or they may already have a portfolio of single family rentals already. Just real quick, what has been some of your success points? How are you able to scale so quickly?
It took a long time to get where we are, right? There's no overnight success, but it really has come through a lot of great systems that have been developed over time, from actual processes inside of our office to handle things, but also technology systems. And then, of course, a great team of professionals that are helping us every day and helping our clients every day manage those homes. So as we've built out our processes and as we've centralized what we could of property management, what I mean by centralized what we could, we do a lot of the day-to-day property management work, whether it's fielding maintenance requests from tenants, working on rent collection things, those types of things from a centralized office we actually have in Minneapolis. And but we do still have a lot of employees on the ground in the local markets, of course, provide those functions as is needed. But what it's allowed us to do is really be efficient, keep our pricing low and affordable to our clients, and have a fantastic, well-trained staff that can handle problems wherever it is. So that makes scaling our business a little bit easier. Allows us to get into new markets and help real estate investors in new markets a little bit easier and faster. So we have a bit of a unique business model with a lot of technology behind it and a lot of fantastic people that we've brought on board as we've grown the company.
And I think you hit the nail right on the head there, right? It's the process, it's the right service and product, and it's the right people. And if I'm a business owner listening to this, I'm an entrepreneur listening to this, I'm thinking, well, geez, how does all of this relate back to me? Well, this is exactly how it relates. If you're looking at building a portfolio, and our friend Greg Rando is CEO of Own America, he says it the best, right? The person that owns the most of America wins. And so if the intention is to acquire single family rentals, you need the right process to scale it. You need the right product, which is your rental. And you also need the right people to manage your growth. And that's where Renter's Warehouse can really come in and be of assistance. What mistakes, Kevin, are you seeing single-family rental owners make during the first maybe a year, right? Like, I feel like the mindset stuff and all the other stuff happens beforehand. But once the decision is made to dive into this world, within the first year, what mistakes should people expect to make?
I think a lot of them can be avoidable by partnering it with the right people, like you were just talking about, and having the right team. And that doesn't necessarily mean hiring a property manager. There's a lot of people that get into this space that want to do it themselves to be more hands-on, or people who are handy. In fact, something like 70% of those people who own less than 5 properties manage the properties themselves. So there's a lot of people out there doing it themselves. But if you do it yourself, you still need the right team in place, and you need to anticipate what your needs are going to be. So you've heard me talk a lot about this, but I think that's the biggest mistake people make, is they don't go in prepared with having the right real estate agent. Maybe they're using an agent that works primarily on owner-occupied homes or first-time home sellers or luxury homes, and they don't know a lot about investment real estate. They don't have the data and the analytics and some of the insight maybe provides. So you have to have the right real estate agent, investment specialist out there that can help you, and have the right maintenance personnel, the right legal advice. While this is certainly something anyone can do themselves, you also need to have the right information. And in today's world of increased regulation and increased scrutiny on a lot of different things, you need to make sure you're going to keep yourself safe from a legal perspective. And that's where, you know, having, again, the right team of real estate agents or attorneys or even the right network of professionals who have done this and paved the path in front of you come into play, so you can ask the questions and ask the right advice to ensure that you are, not making big mistakes that are going to cost you a lot of money down the road. And I think the final piece to that is the first time someone buys an investment property, generally, although this is changing, but generally speaking, it doesn't have a tenant in it, right? It's vacant. Sometimes they're doing a little bit of rehab work to it. They're getting it ready to go. And they want to start seeing that rent come in, that cash flow, and covering their expenses as fast as possible. So sometimes they rush the tenant selection process when they're showing the home and finding that first tenant. And putting a good resident in your home, finding a good tenant, a good applicant, taking time on that and ensuring you've got a real quality person living in your investment property paves the way for success for the rest of it. So that's the big key piece of advice. Besides having the right team, is really ensure you're doing good diligence on the residents you are selecting to move into your property, because if you get the right person, the rest can fall into place. If you get the wrong person, it can create a lot of hassle and headache for you.
Yep. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I feel making mistakes as you're just starting out, you know what? It's going to happen. It's not a big deal. But it's the small mistakes you want to make. It's not the large ones. Keep in mind, you always make your money when you buy. All the time. If you don't know what that means, ask me a question. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. On the right side, you'll see a little form that says ask a question. Fill it out. I'll get it and I'll answer it. We got to go to break. I'll be right back.
This hour is brought to you by Renter's Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renter's Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back from break. Just finished paying out some bills. Always a good thing. I'm your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today is Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse. Before the break, we talked a little bit about scaling your rental business. We talked about some mistakes that are expected of new investors to make in their first year of owning rental property. And I want to get, to something a little bit, more. Gut-wrenching, I guess, is probably the right word. I was thinking about like something heart-wrenching, but gut-wrenching is probably a little bit better. There was a recent article that was written on CheatSheet.com, and there are 15 retirement statistics that will scare the crap out of you. That's the title of this article. And I'll just read off a couple of these because I think this is just – I don't understand, and we'll – I'll show you how this all ties back into your portfolio and why you must invest in real estate. Statistic number one, only one in three Americans has nothing saved for retirement. That's wonderful. More than half of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement. A recent survey from GoBankingRates.com found over half of Americans have no more than, I just mentioned, the $10,000 saved for retirement. And one in three have nothing saved at all. That's an issue. The National Institute on Retirement Security estimates the nation's retirement savings gap is between $6.8 and $14 trillion. Number two, 76% of baby boomers aren't confident they've saved enough for retirement. Number three, the number of seniors declaring bankruptcy has grown to 7%. Number four, by 2033, Social Security will need to be cut by 23%. Kevin, when you start looking through each of these articles and seeing some of these headlines, like what runs through your mind? Like for me, it's just chaos, danger, alarm, red flags, a burp, burp. You got the alarm going off. Like what's going through yours?
Yeah, it's astonishing, is what it is, and it's sad, is where I get. And this is the reason I wrote my book last year, Rent Estate Revolution, and the subtitle is Today's Key to Retirement Security, Financial Freedom, and the New American Dream, is because the retirement situation in America has changed over the last couple decades, and it's changed for the worse.
Mm.
I think it could be changed for the better, but if you think about it, you know, our parents, our grandparents generally worked for one company most of their career, got a pension. The company and the organization took care of their retirees for their 40 years of dedication, and they had a pension, right? And in today's world, it's very, very rare you get a pension, right? I think government workers, government employees are generally lucky enough to have that after years of dedication. But that's about it, right?
Mm.
And that retirement, preparing for retirement was shifted out of the private sector's, corporations' hands into the hands of the individuals through tools like 401ks and other retirement accounts and tax saving strategies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But not enough people took advantage of it, right? And
that's
not
right.
Enough people, I think, had the right education. There's a lot of smart people out there who don't know enough about how to handle finances, right? I think these stats we're looking at show that. We've got a lot of super smart people across the country, but most of them are woefully unprepared for retirement. The government has, of course, continued to step in and have Social Security, but the last stat you just mentioned there is, what was it? By 2033, Social Security will need to be cut by 23%. I think that's a rosy colored statistic based on some of the ones that I've seen
that's right.
in the past as well, right? So
yeah.
I'm passionate about this topic, and I think it's so important that Americans, no matter how old you are, but especially if you're a younger American just starting out, that you are putting together your retirement strategy. And I think real estate, specifically my niche, single-family rentals, can be a huge powerful way to prepare to create some great financial freedom. So that's what we wrote about in Rent to State Revolution. We talked about how you can leverage real estate to do it, how you get into your first deal. You and I are on the airwaves talking about it all the time. But I think it comes down to, you know, having a diversified portfolio for sure. You've never heard me say that you should only invest in real estate, but it should absolutely be a part of every American's retirement plan and long-term financial strategy, and it's not. It's simply not. Not enough Americans own it. People need to get educated on this. And frankly, people just need to get educated on retirement in general and how they're going to be secure when it comes to retiring. The retirement age continues to increase. I think, you know, one of the stats I recently saw was the average retirement age is now 62. Used to be even younger than that. But that's the average, right? There's lots of people working into their 70s, their 80s, and some of them want to. I've got a great friend whose father is a dentist, full-time, 40, 50 hours a week, and he's like 83 years old. More power to him, right? He loves doing what he does. But there's also lots of people out there who are working because they have to, not because they want to. And so they're just not planning for it. So I think some of these more alternative investments, and I say that hesitantly because real estate is not an alternative investment. You know, alternative investments are oftentimes risky things that people look at buying, but not enough people are putting this into the, you know, their mainstream portfolio. And they should be. And I think it's not hard to do, as we talked about, and something people need to consider to do.
Yeah, the other thing that we also can talk about at length, if you really even wanted to, is healthcare. Right, a couple will spend an estimated $245,000 a year on healthcare through retirement. That's unbelievable. Like, well, in retirement, not every year in retirement. That's over $250,000, right? One study is saying $275,000.
That's only going up, right?
No, of course.
And it's only going to get more expensive. And as healthcare is it hasn't been figured out, right? That's obviously a big political topic and. There's lots being done to try and change that. But it, absolutely. There's the expenses in retirement are only going to go up and up. And, you know, people need to really be paying attention. I mentioned earlier that people just aren't educated about this stuff, and they need to get educated about this and have a plan. And I think on the same article that you've been referencing some points on, number 14, I have it pulled up on my computer, is 3.5 billion adults worldwide don't understand basic financial concepts.
Jeez, that's
a big
rough.
Deal. And I go back to, you know, I'm obviously passionate about this topic. I think America's a fantastic, wonderful country, best country on the face of the earth, provides people more opportunity than anywhere possible. And the fact that people can't save enough money and invest enough money to have a comfortable retirement and enjoy the fruits of their labor when they reach that age, I think is a sad state of things. But it also starts with the fact that our institutions of schools for children, they don't teach any of this stuff. I do remember when I was in school, and I'm not that old, but there was some basic stuff. Like I think in elementary school, you kind of learned how to write a check, right?
Yeah, you had the financial achievement. Checkbook. What was that called? Personal, not financial achievement. Financial.
It was like personal financial something or another, right?
Something,
and,
yeah.
I have kids in the school system. I have an 11th. Grader, so a junior in high school, I have a third grader, and it's not talked about at all in schools. And so it's a crisis facing our country, yet we don't teach our children basic financial principles, at least in school. It's up to the parents to do, which is totally fine, but not enough people are doing it. And so if you don't know basic financial principles, the advantages of compounding interest and how you invest your money and philosophies around what you should be saving and understanding when you're 18 years old how much money it might take you to retire, it doesn't surprise me that people aren't thinking about it or think they can't do it because it's too complicated. So if you don't know the basic stuff, obviously you're not going to know the more advanced stuff like, you know, the best way to save money over the long term and how to invest in real estate and kind of stuff. So people got to get out there, get educated, and we need to wake up to this. It's going to be a big issue.
Yeah, if financial intelligence is super important and not having it is just, it's no longer an excuse, right? Like there are too many things that are not going in our favor. We need to really turn the ship around and we need to make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, we're paying attention to our own finances because nobody else will. We got to go to break. Have questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. Find me online anywhere at Avi Golhar as well. See you in a second.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizVod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar. I hope this conversation with my good friend and mentor, Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse, has been gut-wrenching and kind of enlightening for you. You know, at the end of the day, financial responsibility falls on our shoulders. And I finally, Kevin, I finally found the name of that course that I also took when I was in school. It was called Junior Achievement. And
Yeah, there you go.
And I remember going through that, and, you know, we learned like what checks look like and all these things, but there's not enough financial education at home. There's not enough financial education in our schools. There's not enough financial education even in conversation with people. So that's why you have to go to like networking events to find the right people. And then you have to determine whether or not these people are even adept at having a conversation about personal finance. It's mind-boggling to me, and it drives me crazy. So for everybody listening, I would encourage everybody to go to Amazon.com and purchase Kevin's book called The Rent Estate Revolution, where he outlines a pathway on how you can become financially free with investing in single-family rentals. But I do want to touch on this topic of college tuition. Okay, I was just checking out my alma mater, out-of-state tuitions, the University of Michigan, $60,000 a year times four. That's $250,000 a year for an undergrad degree. Right? No wonder kids are graduating with a negative net worth. Like, that's happening, and it's terrible. What are your thoughts on this level of student debt? What are your thoughts on, does it make sense to go to college anymore? And then what are your, well, let's start with those two.
Man, I think this is such a sensitive topic for people, and I don't know why, because for me, it's an ROI calculation, right? I'm a college graduate, I have an undergrad degree. One of the first in my family to have a four-year degree. My parents had associate's degrees, fantastic people, but it was a great thing. I had the opportunity to go, and I think it was wonderful. But looking back, I didn't learn anything that I use today in the world. Let's face it, right? for two reasons. One, I went to school and got an aviation management degree, which is a business degree with an emphasis on the aviation world. I used to be a pilot. I did that. It was great. But even that, I really didn't need a college degree for. And now I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm a business executive. We run a business, and I'm in real estate. Didn't go to school for that. I learned that along the way from mentors and ongoing and continuing education and training and reading books and being around great people who have helped lift me up along the way. So, look, I've been to college, a believer in college, but the financial calculation on college doesn't make sense. And I get in an argument with my wife a bit about this with our kids, because I say, hey, if they don't want to go to college, fine, whatever, right? There's lots of paths out there for them. This world is driven, or this country is driven by small business owners. I think there's a lot of options, right? Whereas there's some people, my wife is one of them, who said, you know, our kids are absolutely going to college. It's part of the program. It's part of the pathway. It's part of the education. And she wants to make sure our kids have the opportunity, which again, fantastic. But when you're looking at spending $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year on an education,
I mean, ouch!
And then you look at how much those students and young adults are graduating college for, and what kind of income they're making when they graduate, it doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, you're paying $250,000, like you said, for an undergraduate degree in business. Yes, right. The entry level business program. You know, you're making $50,000 a year, if that. And so it takes a long time to even make back that money, let alone you got to pay some taxes on it, you have to live, all these kind of things. Like, you're basically paying off student debt until you're getting ready to retire, unless you're privileged enough to have somebody pay for it for you, or you get some scholarships. And so I think, look, part of me says, you know, as a free market guy, we have to be able to send the universities a message, which is the prices are crazy. They've gone up significantly faster than inflation, or the need to increase tuition as needed to go up. And it's time to send a message, say, we're not doing it anymore. We're not going. There's other options. There's other alternatives. And unless they get the pricing in line, it just doesn't make sense. So you can see I'm a little passionate about this. It frustrates me. And I think that, look, it's a good thing to go to college. If you need to go for your career, you're going to be a doctor or an attorney or whatnot, or if you really want to go, fantastic. I'm not encouraging people not to go. I'm just here saying, look at the ROI. One of the paths I like to talk about is the fact you can go to a community college and get 2 years of your school done, which is all the same courses you're going to take at the four-year, transfer in, at least save yourself half if you do want to go. But point is, go in eyes wide open. Look at what the schools charge. You can find cheaper alternatives. And if you find that school's not right for you, college isn't right for you, that's okay. Because in today's world, we have the internet. You have access to anything you want to learn is at the tip of your fingers. You can figure it out. If you're motivated and self-disciplined, you can figure it out. You go out there and start your own business. Be an entrepreneur. Invest in real estate. So I think there's a lot of paths. Not all of them are right for everybody. But people should really be considering what the right path is for them and how the heck they're going to pay for it.
Yeah, I think a lot of the concern, like you said, with kids going to college is not only how they're going to pay for it, but what are you going to learn, right? Like I have an EE degree. I'm an electrical engineer, and the most that I do is flip a light switch on in the morning. That's my life.
You know what? I can actually do that. I don't have an engineering degree or an electrical engineering degree, and so you and I are on an even playing field there, sir.
Hey, there we go. So I actually agree with you on this. There are a lot of folks that will say, well, you know, when you go to college, it gives you this certain level of refinement. I get that. Okay. That makes sense to me. But at what cost does it make sense to make that happen? I mean, that just sounds really just scary. $250,000?
Well, yeah, I mean, like
and
I said,
you're going to pay that off?
The college isn't bad. College isn't bad, right? The ROI on college is bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's the way I put it, right?
I mean, guess what you and I can do with $250,000? We can do a lot with $250,000. We can turn $250,000 into $1 million. We know how to do that.
That's right.
So that being said, what's a good pathway? And maybe we can finish off this segment. We have another minute and a half before we go to break. But what's a good pathway then for those students? Let's say I'm in high school or I have a parent listening in to the show right now and they're like, well, my kid's kind of in the same situation. What's a pathway a kid can take? And we'll do we'll offer adults a pathway as well. But for kids that are in high school, how can they become financially independent?
Well, I think they need to follow what they're passionate in and set aside some money. And frankly, if you're an adult who has young adult children and looking at school and maybe they're deciding it's not the best route for them or you're questioning it, sometimes families have some money set aside for their kids. And rather than put it into a full four-year college education, you can get a trades degree in whatever you're interested in. You can get some private education in the pathway that you're interested in. You can find some mentors and take and reinvest the rest of the money you've saved into a great vehicle that's a long-term investment. I need to be careful with that. A lot of young adults out there aren't good at saving money, so you can't just give it to them. They're going to go spend it.
All right.
But you could turn it into, of course, we're preferential to what on this show? Real estate, right? And so you could buy some real estate, set up with a real estate portfolio, get them working on it. And the cash flows can increase that way. And let them pursue their passions and start a business and something that they're interested in.
There you go. I had a compound interest calculator that I pulled up during the break, and I was running some numbers. And let's say when your kid is born, at the age of two, you decide to deposit $10,000 just in a bank account. And every year, you add only $2,000. You let it grow for 25 years at an interest rate of 8%. That means by the time they're 27, they'll have $226,000 in that account. Like, to me, that's awesome. So if you're able to do that, coupled with, I know Greg has Greg Rand, our mutual friend over there at Own America, he has a saying. He said, have a kid, buy a condo, right? Have a kid, buy a condo. And he wrote about that in his book, Crash Boom. You can buy that on Amazon as well. But that's what he says. If you have a kid, buy a piece of real estate. It makes sense. You capture so much with that piece of real estate over the long term, and then you can use that for a college fund, for a wedding fund, etc. It's fantastic. When we come back, more pathways and Amazon, two cities, very interesting. What impact does that have on the local markets, and what can you do about it? That's what we're talking about with my good friend Kevin Ortner, Renters Warehouse, when we come back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you ready to become a smarter investor and start generating passive monthly income by investing in tax liens and distressed real estate properties? Then you're ready for the PIP Group, a fully passive turnkey service provider offering investment opportunities in tax liens, deeds, fix and flips, foreclosures, and more. Go to pipgroup.com now to get the education you need to be a profitable investor. The PIP Group, the experts in tax liens and distressed real estate investments. ThePIPGroup.com.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty. You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. We're back for the last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio. My guest today is the all-esteemed, my good friend, mentor, real estate guru. Does that sound right, Kevin? Real estate guru, Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I actually love calling you a real estate guru, even though you're not a guru.
You got to be careful, you know, because I think gurus are out there. They're charging people money for their seminars.
That's right.
And giving everyone, you know, that's out here trying to give some real good advice and help people along this journey a bad name. Why would you pay someone a bunch of money for a seminar when you can go and get it for free from you?
Hey, I mean, I'm just saying, right? I agree with that. I agree with that. Wow, my like vocals just hit a totally weird range. So I'm going through puberty somehow. I don't know what's going on there. But yeah, I mean, and thinkrealty.com is a great resource. And I mean, hello, YouTube, right? Like why pay, exactly, why pay somebody $50,000, $25,000, $30,000 when you can do that? It doesn't make any sense. Unless you just want to spend the money because you need to be held accountable. But that's expensive, and that doesn't make any sense. Let's talk about let's talk about Amazon, HQ2, two cities. Instead of one, there was this big thing. Amazon said, oh, we're going to pick one city. It's going to be HQ2. It's going to be amazing. And now they've said Washington, D.C., New York City.
more specifically, Crystal City, Virginia, and Long Island, in the neighborhood of Queens. So, what do you think about this? Like, I mean, New York City, really? Like, really?
Look, I first off, I had just seen that too this week. I didn't see that coming. A couple things I didn't see coming. I did not see two HQ2s coming. So now I guess it's HQ2 and HQ3, right? And I did not see New York City coming. I really saw Virginia. I felt good about that. It seems like any big, powerful company, and Amazon's one of the biggest and most powerful of them all, right? They all end up somewhere around the center of the universe there at Washington, D.C. So that doesn't surprise me. But New York, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I can understand D.C. I get that, right? I think Bezos has a home over there, and he's made his moves in the D.C. area. So, gotcha. New York City? I mean, wow. It's not like New York City needs any more traffic or people or real estate.
Or jobs. I think it seems – I don't know their unemployment, I guess, specifically, but it seems like, that's going to be busy.
That's going to get really busy. Yeah, and then you talk about affordability then for these folks that are going to move and again, this is Queens, right? So not as expensive as Manhattan, but not as affordable as Crystal City. So I don't know. I'm excited though to see what impact this has. What impact do you think this is going to have on these two cities?
I think a lot, right? Because and I guess it depends on how they're going to break it up and you know, who's going where and how many jobs are going to each location. I haven't seen the statistics on that. I think they were saying initially something like HQ2 is going to generate, probably not just directly with Amazon, but, you know, the initial reports were 60,000 jobs around HQ2, right?
Yeah.
For all the support networks that are involved and the direct employment with Amazon and those kind of things. So depending on how that breakup occurs, I think will be interesting. As this has been going on, I've been watching, very interested in watching this, as I'm sure you have, because it was really going to be a game changer for whatever city this happened in. And I thought it could have dramatic changes to real estate prices, employment levels, income levels, and all of those things as real estate investors that we watch. But frankly, like New York, how much more impact can you have on real estate prices there? I mean, I guess, like you said, it's not Manhattan. But still,
that's right.
There's a lot of big business there and a lot of people already there. And kind of same with Crystal City. I mean, there's going to be some impact, but I don't think it's going to be the same impact as if they would have chosen Austin, Texas, for instance, or Dallas, or, you know, some of these Midwestern cities that were vying for them to come. Right? I'm from Minneapolis, and I know our local government was getting together and trying to put together a proposal for Amazon to move in town. We have a lot of Fortune 500 companies in Minneapolis. Not a lot of people know that or think about it. But there's a lot of cities that don't, and there was a lot of small-town cities that were vying for this that I think would have been impacted in a huge way with a move like this that we won't see the same impact. However, if you look at it from Amazon's perspective, it makes a little bit of sense given the fact that the infrastructure to support such a large a number of people coming in and working is probably already there in a place like Crystal City and in New York.
Yeah, I was looking at some additional top stories, and you'll kind of find these interesting. The Boston Globe titled, Crystal City, Virginia is boring, corporate, and perfect for Amazon's HQ. Forbes 2 days ago. Forbes, it's what Crystal City doesn't have that makes it perfect for Amazon's HQ2. And then Vox.com, the tragedy of Amazon's HQ2 selections, Long Island and Crystal City. So obviously you're going to have different opinions on different sides of this thing, but like you said, you pretty much need a city to rehab, right? That's what you're looking for. You're looking for a city that's a little run down, that still is close enough to the infrastructure. Crystal City, you got the Potomac right there. You have access to the river. You have the infrastructure. You got Interstate 395. I mean, I feel like 30,000 people could comfortably take over Crystal City. I can see that. Long Island, not so much. Like, I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Look, it's an interesting choice. It's an interesting thing that they split it into two. we'll see. I'll be watching it anxiously.
So what if I wanted to play in, say, Crystal City, Virginia, and not gamble away my savings? And in this real estate world, is there going to be a is there going to be an opportunity here? Should flippers and should folks that are interested in buying single family rentals go all in, say, in this case, Crystal City?
No, we don't know enough yet, right? And we don't know enough. And if you're a gambler, sure, then you should. But you got to be ready to lose, you know, everything that you're putting into it. And your question was, if you don't want to gamble it all away and you don't want to lose it all, should you go all in? Could there be an opportunity there? Absolutely. You need to dive in and really look at the analytics behind that particular market. Our friends like Own America and Greg Rand have all of the data that would allow us to do that, pull that up and dive in and understand what that looks like. You could build a fantasy portfolio there and see. And certainly over a long term, it's probably going to be a fine investment. But if you were going to throw your money into real estate, sure, you could look at buying a little bit in Crystal City. But I'm a diversified guy. I think then you go and chase something in the Midwest and you add a couple houses to your portfolio in the Midwest, maybe put a little something in there from the Southeast, outside of Crystal City. No matter what, you can't make investment decisions based on one corporation moving a bunch of people into a new city. You can throw a little bit into the portfolio, but you got to be diversified. Just like you probably shouldn't have all your money in real estate, you shouldn't have all of your real estate money in one market or in one place. It's all about diversification. So get out there, do the analytics. If you don't know how to do the analytics, go online and learn. Talk to myself. Talk to Avi. Understand what those analytics look like, run them, and then go build a diversified portfolio. That's my advice.
So by diversified portfolio, and for me, sound advice for those of our listeners that don't understand what you mean by diversified portfolio, because everybody's like, oh, you should focus. But you're talking about diversification within real estate, within markets, right?
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, you can real estate investors, they'll have their strategy. You know, they're going to buy maybe something that's a high yielding, you know, high cash flow, higher yield property, but maybe it has less housing price appreciation because that's generally where you find some of the higher yielding stuff. Or some people say, you know what, I'm going after housing price appreciation. It's a 30-year play for me. I don't care as much about the yield. So I buy lower yield, nicer properties are going to appreciate. I think investors should have both. You should have some high yield to help with the monthly cash flow. Maybe you're going to get lower appreciation over the term there. But so that means you should go to another market that has maybe lower yields, but sound investments, and you're going to have a higher chance of long-term housing price appreciation. So, you know, buy deep in markets, but buy wide across multiple markets. And that way, whether the market's going up, down, sideways, you're going to have a portfolio that's still looking like it's still working pretty well.
That's right. And with that, we have to end the show. Kevin, I certainly appreciate your time jumping on the air with me today.
Thanks for having me, as always.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, we got to go, but that does not mean your journey to learn more about how you can invest in real estate stops here. Check out thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask your question. And pick up a copy of Think Realty Magazine. You can do so at Barnes & Noble. Until next time, happy investing.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest-growing, and highest-reviewed property management companies in America.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of Biz Talk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new Biz Talk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of Biz Talk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's Biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.